I still recording? Looks like I'm still recording. Hey there, how you doing? It's Chris, your friendly neighborhood internet Sherpa, back again with another one of those tips on how to bring bodies through the door, put cheeks in the seats, and of course, build your list. I want to hit you with some geekery today. I want to hit you with something that is oh so boring, but my, is it important. And you know, I got you. I'm all about making sure you have what you need to do, what you need to do. So sometimes I got to get you to pay attention to stuff that's just not entertaining. And this is one of those times. And what I want you to understand is that your website and everything that you're doing in your online funnel, your pipeline, your tools that you have online, your system for getting folks to say, hey, how you doing? Can I spend money with you? All of that stuff is a system. And that system can be measured. It can be tweaked. It can be fine-tuned so that you know that if I do this, I'm going to get that. That's where you want to be. Now, let me see if I can break this down, because you know how long-winded I tend to get, and I don't want to do that to you. You probably are doing what most people who are rocking the house by themselves do, which is, you know, you probably ought to do something with social media. And I know, social media, man, again, I got to post something again. I got you. Don't worry about that. However, you're going to do, maybe you're an Instagram person, you're putting stuff up on Instagram. Maybe you're a TikTok person and you're like doing your little short forms, or maybe you do YouTube. You do something. You get people to come to your website. Don't got a website? What's wrong with you? You need a website. It's the only place online that you control. You can do what you want to do. You're like Neo. You can bend the rules on your own website. Come on, get with the program. Anyway, the assumption I've got is that you understand that your website is the tool that you have to get people to do what you need to do to get them through the door. Well, if you're doing stuff elsewhere online to get them to come over to your website, and even if they go someplace else, but let's just say your website, you need to be able to figure out how good you are at getting people over there. What if you're posting stuff on Facebook day after day after day and it doesn't result in anybody coming over to Facebook, I mean, from Facebook to your website? Kind of a lot of wasted effort. And it might be something as simple as adjusting this or adjusting that. One small tweak here, one small tweak there can have a big effect. But if you don't measure how many people are coming to your website, if you don't know, you definitely can't take the next step and say how many people are coming to your website based on something you did. So you got to be able to measure that. The expression that I have, I've got a bunch of them. Hopefully you can be okay with that. The expression that I've got is that just because you're doing something don't mean you're doing something. And we want to make sure that you're not wasting your effort. Everything changes when you turn on the scoreboard. And what I mean by turn on the scoreboard is you actually have to measure the effectiveness of what's going on. You need to know how many people are coming to your website. Not only do you need to know how many people are coming to your website, it would probably be a good idea to know where they're coming from, which I think I said a few minutes ago, but you know how I do. The next thing you need to know is how many did that thing you want them to do when they got to your website. You're like, what thing is that, bruh? Well, call you on the phone, download a form, I mean, fill out a form and download something, join your list, your email list or something like that. Whatever it is, there's a bunch of things, and we'll get into them later, because if I start talking now, you know how I get. Whatever that thing is, it leads them down to road to putting their biscuits in your chair. But one, you got to get them to your website. And two, once they get to your website, you get them to do that thing. Well, here's the thing. People are predictable, and they behave in predictable ways, which means you can affect how good your system is at getting people to say, hey, I see you over there wandering in your direction, raising their hands and making their way down the road to your chair. You have some measure of control. And it all begins with being able to count. Now, you may have heard of Google Analytics. Everybody has, pretty much, if you do anything with the website. I hate it. Hate it. Talk about geeky. My goodness, it's like a pulling teeth to work with that thing. I don't like using it because the information I need is not that serious. I don't need to have a PhD in geek to be able to get the information I need. I need to know who's coming to my website, where they're coming from, how many there are, when they show up, and when they're hanging out on my website, where are they going? I can do all that with a different program. The program I like is called StatCounter. Now, you can go, if you've got your own website up and you just listen to me because it's like, I want to see what you got to say, go to StatCounter.com, sign up, and go for that. If I'm building your website, I already got that taken care of for you, because it's the piece of software that makes figuring out what's going on with your website a whole lot easier. Now, that wasn't a commercial for StatCounter. I don't have an affiliate link or anything like that. I want you to know that Google Analytics is not the only way of figuring out the information you need to know. All I want you to understand at the end of the day, at the end of this video, is that if you're going to do this online thing, and if you're rocking by yourself, you should be leveraging the bejesus out of this thing called the internet. Then you're going to have to be a little bit geeky, because you can't just set it and forget it. You have to set it and then monitor it, optimize it, and make it better, better, better. Let me leave you with this. I know I said leave you with this before, but let me leave you with this. If 100 people come to your website when you first put it up and only one person does what you need them to do, that's a lot of wasted effort. But what happens if 100 people come to that website a month later, a week later, whatever, because you tweak some stuff, and 50 people do what you want to do? Same website, different result, and you have some control over that. And all I want you to know is that there's a way to figure that out. Am I going to show you how to do that? Of course, but not right now. I just want you to understand the concept. So percolate on that bad boy, and I'll hit you up in another couple days or so with just a little, I'm going to walk you a little further down the road. And oh, by the way, is this what I do? This is what I do. So if you're rocking a house by yourself and you're like, man, I don't feel like doing it, but you could use a little help, hit me up. There's probably a link around here somewhere, chriscarter.net/appointments. Holla at your boy. See if I can't get you down the road just a little piece. All right. Talk to you later. Bye. That was much better.